Let's talk about a great author out there who's written a terrific bunch of baseball books, and he also loves to talk travel. We're happy about that. Travel Thursdays with Dan Schlossberg coming your way, folks. And you know Danny, great author. He's compiled some wonderful baseball Bibles over the years. He's updated them too. If you don't have the new baseball Bible, you need to have it. Also, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, Baseball's Memorable Misses, new book all about Hank Aaron coming out pretty soon. He's a terrific writer, and he's a good talker as well, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Bob. Great to be on your show again.
And great to be on yours as well. And Happy New Year, by the way. And
same to you.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, by the way, I was just looking through some notes here before we start talking about Seattle. I found some notes where you and I were emailing back and forth as to what to call our little tete-a-tete,
Yeah.
and we ended up obviously with Travel Thursdays. But one of them was Dan Schlossberg's Trip Talk, which I would think some people might have taken a little differently. I'm kind of glad we didn't settle on that one. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I didn't even realize until now, and I had double meaning.
Yeah, it could have been trouble. Okay, well, I'm glad we ended up picking Travel Thursdays because, well, we talk travel and it's Thursday, so here we go. And we're going to talk today about Seattle. And listen, it was recently named one of the top travel destinations for 2024, and you're going to tell us why, right?
That was a Far magazine, AFAR, a great magazine, beautiful full color glossy magazine, and Visit Seattle is called the Emerald City because it's so green. And I was there last year for the All-Star game. I really loved it. I'm sorry I didn't have more time.
I know you've researched some of the hotels out there. Take us through a couple.
Well, actually, I stayed at the Lotte Hotel, Lotte, and they now have a thing called Magic at the Lotte Hotel, Teatro Zinzani, a legendary theater cirque experience. Offers opulent world-class extravaganza at the Lotte Hotel's Grand Ballroom. That's a big room, and that's through March 31st. There's a lot to see in Seattle. We've got to get through a whole bunch of stuff here quickly.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to get through everything because, man, you compiled a lot of notes, but we'll get through as much as we can. I know that you and I both love museums, and there are some out there, that's for sure.
Well, definitely see the Museum of Flight. Seattle is the home of Boeing and all that, so 23 acres of more than 175 airplanes and spacecraft, indoors and outdoors, at the Museum of Flight. So that is a biggie. And I have a whole bunch of other ones out there, too. Museum of Pop Culture, Chihuly Garden and Glass, the Burke Museum, and many more.
All right, excellent. And there's also a Museum of History and Industry, and that would be a fun one and an informative one to check out, too.
Yes, and they have that new film that came out, The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah.
About the 1936 Olympic team. There's a rowing team from the University of Washington, and there's an exhibit called Pulling Together, A Brief History of Rowing in Seattle. So there's a local tie to that movie.
Excellent. And you and I have talked about cherry blossom festivals in the past, but Seattle's got cherry blossoms that have to be seen to be believed, and that is suggested for March of 24.
Right, and the best place to see it is at the University of Washington's Quad. And some of those blossoms, by the way, are 90 years old.
And you and I think have talked about Seattle in the past, and we've mentioned the Pike Place Market, which sounds like a great place to go.
It is. They have fresh fish and flowers, produce, artisan goods. For more than a century, they've had this, and it's on several different levels. And the All-Star Game red carpet began at Pike Place Market.
How about that? I know that you and I, and we're talking with Dan Schlossberg all about Seattle today, and I know that whenever we talk about a particular city, we end up talking about food, and why not? They've got a Taste of Washington coming up in March that I would imagine would be is going to pack in a lot of folks.
Right, March 10th to 18th, and I didn't know this, but Washington State is the second largest producer of premium wine, from Cabernet Sauvignon to Grenache, and Taste of Washington is the nation's largest single-region wine and food festival. Last year, more than 250 wine producers were involved.
Wow. And I know they've got a big film festival out there, the Seattle International Film Festival, coming up in May.
Right after my birthday. It's May 9th to 19th. This is their 50th annual. And they're in the Cinerama Music Theater downtown. Remember Cinerama? 97-foot curved screen.
Yeah.
One of only two in the world that can show three stripped Cinerama films. Theater is also known for its chocolate popcorn. Now, I'm in for that.
I knew you would be. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg about Seattle, and they've got a great aquarium out there, which is going to be featuring something called the Ocean Pavilion. That's going to open up in the summertime, right?
That's correct. It shows the biodiversity of the reef ecosystem in the Coral Triangle, a marine area in the tropical Pacific, not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
But visitors do come face-to-face with rays, sharks, mangroves, and species of coral.
We're talking about Seattle today with Dan, and boy, did he put together a compendium of factoids about Seattle. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. There's something called the Bumbershoot. Tell everybody what this is.
You can hear Seattle sounds on Labor Day weekend. It's a major Pacific Northwest art and music festival.
Mm.
Last year, they had a cat circus. Get that, a cat circus. A fashion show run by teenagers and a roller skating rink.
Fashion show run by teenagers. I think we're letting the inmates run everything. Okay, well, that's just my thought. What do I know?
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah. Let's talk about glass art, which is kind of becoming a big thing.
You can see a lot of glass art during the Refract, the Seattle Glass Experience. That's October 10 to 13. They have artist parties, studio tours, special demonstrations, and exhibitions of glass blowing.
And they've got some beautiful national parks out in Seattle as well.
Yeah, they sure do. Mount Rainier National Park, that is an active volcano, by the way. Olympic National Park and North Cascades National Park. And their lake hikes, fall colors, wildlife sightings, local breweries. Personally, I think the fall is the best time to get out there.
Yeah, I would think so. They've got a lot of good musical theater out there in Seattle as well, right?
Especially the Fifth Avenue Theater. Travelers can enjoy different shows this spring and summer, including Something's Afoot and Spring Awakening.
Very nice. They've got an arena out there where they get some really good music acts in there. I see you've got some folks listed.
Madonna, February 17th to 18th. Mm. Tim McGraw, March 29th, at the Climate Pledge Arena, the world's first net-zero carbon arena.
Wow, how about that? And I knew that there would, at some point, be a mention of the Space Needle, because that's still a big draw for a lot of folks, right, in Seattle?
Yeah, very definitely. You get panoramic views of the city, the water, the mountains. And the best part, you could take the monorail to get there.
How about that? And before we run out of time, we've got to mention the Museum of Flight, which is 23 acres. Wow.
Yes, 175 airplanes and spacecraft, indoors and outdoors. It's a really beautiful thing. And Seattle is really a great place to go if you're interested in aeronautics.
And, you know, if we're talking with a baseball writer, I guess we should mention this, the Seattle Mariners. And you've been out there to see them quite a bit.
Yes, the only team that still has never won a pennant, but
yeah,
is one of several sports teams, including the NFL Seahawks and the NHL Kraken, which sounds like a breakfast cereal.
And by the way, I guess I could have probably guessed this because Seattle's known for its coffee, but the original Starbucks is in Seattle, right? That's where it got its start.
Yes, it is. And there are many other coffees out there and coffee shops on every corner. I like Seattle's best coffee, SBC, which is now owned by Starbucks, but they haven't changed their formula.
Gotcha. Well, I know we're not going to talk next week. We're going to talk in a couple of weeks about coastal Mississippi, big carnival season coming up in February. So we wanted to get that into our mix. So that's what we're going to do in a couple of weeks. But Seattle, hey, listen, I love the way you painted Seattle, Danny. It sounds like I've never been out west, but that's on my bucket list without a doubt.
I strongly recommend it. You got to do it and definitely take a harbor cruise while you're out there.
Very nice. Hey, listen, Danny, thanks for painting the picture for us. We appreciate it. And wherever your travels are going to take you, stay safe. And let's do it again in a couple of weeks, huh?
You too, Bob. Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy. Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, host of Travel Thursdays, right here at WLIS and WMRD.